You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that, and now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsbrook, CEO of Taken TV. Join our growing network. For more information, log on to our website at takennetwork.tv. Host your own show or be a sponsor of one of our shows.
Time for a new kitchen? Floridian Kitchens specializes in quality cabinetry, design, and craftsmanship with locally sourced products to fit your vision. We are conveniently located in Stuart and can be reached at 772-324-0998.
You stood before creation.
And good morning. This is Wednesday Live coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we are so glad that you're listening today. This is 89.9 on your dial, and hopefully you'll keep that tuned in right there. Well, for the last 2 weeks, we have been raising funds for this ministry to be able to cover its cost and operations. Two times a year, primarily, we come to you in October and in April to raise the six-month operational budget. And we wanted to thank all of you who now for 31 years, many of you, I mean, it's amazing how many people call us and say, I've been listening for 20 years, 15 years, 25 years, some as much as 29 years, and have said, we are continuing to pray with this ministry, give to this ministry, and be supportive. And that is exactly how we have been able to continue to be right here, is by your prayerful support and, of course, your financial support. And over the years, we have had many people that have gone on to be with Jesus, of yeah. course, and they've graduated. And we have others that have moved out of the state, and we have a few that stick around here. But I want to say a big thank you to all of you who for the last 2 weeks called in. We met a lot of new great friends. In fact, we have a couple with us in the studio this morning, and they will be sharing. We'll have a little bit of sharing from Gary this morning. Sam is here as well. I have David with me and also Karen. And we are we're going to take your calls. If you want to call in this morning, the phone lines are open, and that's 888-221-8990. And, of course, there's a local number in the 772 area code. That's 772-221-1100. And we're going to open with a time of prayer. David's going to lead us in a few moments of prayer, and we want to just lift up a prayer of thanksgiving for the goodness of our God, the faithfulness of our God, and the strength and health that he's given us, and the spiritual renewal that we've received in these days, and how God has been so faithful. David, lead us in prayer.
Oh, Lord, let us come before the Lord this morning. And Father Thank God, you, Father. We are so thankful. Mm-hmm. We are so thankful for the rich, perfect love that you continue to Thank pour you, out Father. Into all of our lives. We thank you, Lord, that this wonderful ministry that you have blessed and nurtured for 31 years plus continues to broadcast the gospel, not just into our listening area, which you have blessed us to be quite large, but all over the world through streaming audio. Amen. Lord, and lives have been touched and changed, that Jesus Christ has revealed himself to many, many over the years. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Father, for the growing body of listeners, faithful, caring, loving people who have again and again listened to you and said, I want to do what Jesus wants me to do. And that through your grace, Lord God, they have supplied the riches that you've given them, part of the riches you've given them that this station might continue. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Thank we you, praise Lord. You, Lord God. We come before you on the knees of our heart, Lord, just humbly in awe of the love that we perceive that we cannot find human words Amen. To describe. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we come before you. It's in the name of Jesus that we continue. It is in the name of Jesus that we move forward every day to bring the gospel to the lost, to edify the believers, Father, and to serve you faithfully. Amen.
Amen. And we have talked a little bit about prayer and share, and we've sort of just had a little debriefing and just said, you know, God, what did you say to us through those days? And David, you had a couple thoughts. I think we should just give God glory, because I really believe that some insight that we've been able to pick up during the last 2 weeks is it's really one of those things we're giving God praise for today.
Absolutely. Well, I believe that in my spirit, what I have sensed is God has been opening up this ministry.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking, you know, the greatest metaphor I have for that is 2 years ago, I was in a cath lab, heart cath lab, and they went to the lower descending aortic artery, which is called the widowmaker, I understand, and they put in a stent, and popped it open.
Mm.
And I thought I was feeling okay before then, but I was feeling great after. But the Lord said, I'm doing that in this ministry, that not only am I opening up clogged arteries, but I'm doing a grand sympathetic development of the vascular system into so many
different
places.
Are we talking about an overhaul?
Well, yeah, kind of an overhaul, but it was, and it's relative to the vision God gave us when you took over, Jonathan, a broadening of this ministry in terms of outreach, a deepening in the spirit of how we go about the business of preaching and teaching the gospel, sending that out over the airwaves. And this was and I've done, I don't know, more than you. I mean, you've done more than I have, maybe eight prayers and chairs. Mm-hmm. And this was the first one.
You're saying Karen has.
Karen has done
Karen
more.
Karen is the most experienced here.
She is the incredibly...
One more than you.
Oh, yeah. She's the venerable Karen. We talk about her. But to say that that this was unique in my experience because of the openness, the Holy Spirit not only filling this place more, you know, or perceiving that more, but knowing that the Spirit of God was moving out all over from here. And these... He didn't say, I'm not just doing this for 2 weeks. You know, right. I am doing this Amen. More and more every Amen. Day. Anyway.
Amen. Amen. And Karen, you were a little quiet this morning, so I'm going to pick on you a tad. And I don't think we read that piece of mail from one of our dear friends that was sitting on my desk all through during prayer and share. And we may have had another note from her, but I think that came to the staff, and that was in the resurrection season.
Yeah, holding out on us.
Uh-huh. What's it say?
All right. This little note says, Dear Jonathan, Karen, and David, thank you for all you do to spread the gospel on WCNO every day. You are in my prayers every day. Mm. The world, our country, has never needed Jesus more. Happy Easter. Blessings from Diane. Our friend Diane.
Our friend Diane, and she is always encouraging us with her kind words. And here's another one that you could probably decipher. And I knew I had this note, and I just came across it. I wanted to share it this morning. We had some snowbirds, a lot of snowbirds. Do you have any snowbirds down south, Gary?
Yes.
Okay, some snowbirds, and we love our snowbirds. You know, we thank God for them.
Yes, we do.
When
yes.
they show up, we have a few less empty seats. So, you know, with COVID, it's definitely shifted things. But their note on the top of this is, we are snowbirds in the wintertime in Okeechobee, Florida. We really enjoy your wonderful Christian radio station every day. And, of course, enclose the check, $50, to support your station. We usually return to Delaware in April each year. We'll miss your wonderful radio station. God bless Dwight and Karen. And so Dwight and Karen probably has some friends over around Okeechobee. And Gary, you know, that's part of the beauty of this ministry. Mm-hmm. God has given us, I like to say, a very big mouth for him. Mm-hmm. And so we are speaking all around Lake Okeechobee, all the way up into Melbourne area. Down south, we have donations from, a lot of donations come from Fort Lauderdale and north. So we know we have listeners in that area, and occasionally even from Miami. And, you know, people travel, they drive, and we get donations from Orlando, donations from St. Augustine. But here's some of our snowbirds in Okeechobee. Oh, we have our guest that we were looking for on the phone, and we're going to bring him right in. And he is from Pathfinder Thrivent, and we're going to welcome Lewis in at this time, and we're going to bring him right in. Let's see if we can do that. Karen, why don't you just give all the contact information for those who still have pledge forms and are looking to make a donation? They just haven't got to it yet.
Okay. Yes. If you receive the letter, the pledge form would be in there. And if you have not yet returned your donation or your pledge, actually you could call us up right now and we could take that over the phone for you.
That's right.
Or just let us know you've already put that into the mail.
That's right.
So either way, we would appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I want to let everyone know that we are right now at $170,172, and we have 2 days of mail to add into it. And even though we didn't quite reach the $200,000 yet, many of you haven't had the opportunity to give yet. And so I want you to know that your gifts will most definitely be applied directly to this budget, to our expenses, and we will give weekly updates as your donations come in. We'll let you know right where we stand, and as we have done, we will give notice to every donation as they come along. Now, we have a lot of donations that we've already recognized, that were pledges, those are coming in, and we're going to do the best we can to recognize all the new ones, or especially over the next month or so. But I do want to thank you for continuing to give, continuing to pray, and if you have not had that opportunity yet, please do it. At this time, I want to welcome Lewis. Lewis, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, are you on a speakerphone or are you on a direct line? I want to get the best quality I can have with you.
Can you hear me better? A little bit better now?
This is much better. It's much better. We want a nice, strong signal because, Lewis, you have something important to say. And first of all, you are with Pathfinder Thrivent. And just give us a little bit of an introduction as to what your organization does. You are a business partner with WCNO. And so tell us a little bit about who you are and what your company does.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work for Thrivent Financial, and more specifically on a team called the Pathfinder Financial Group. And we serve the Treasure Coast, but Thrivent, you know, overall, I guess I would say at our core, we're a membership-owned fraternal benefit society. And basically what that means is that our owners are our members, and our members are just people who have policies and stuff with us. We do financial services, so anything from advice to banking to generosity, planning, pretty much anything under the sun in the financial realm, we help people with. And we are a Christian organization as well, so those are kind of our values and a little bit about what we do. And then, like I said, I work on the Pathfinder Financial Group, so we're a local team, and we are, again, just serving the Treasure Coast.
All right. And one thing that we look forward to when you call in or Amy calls in or whoever calls us from over there is to give us updates on exciting things that are taking place, because you are very much a faith-based and a community organization that wants to connect with the community, and you're always lifting up people's arms. You're always encouraging. You know, the first big baby shower we had linked up with you guys, we had diapers in the front room and playpens and all kinds of stuff coming through the door, and it was a lot of fun. So what is going on over at Pathfinder Thrivent today?
Yeah, so we, like you mentioned, we had our Treasure Coast's largest baby shower back in November, and we've actually partnered with Helping People Succeed to do their baby shower. They're calling it their April shower, and basically it's very, very similar to what we did. We are a drop-off location, and so they are doing a, you know, sort of fundraiser where people can drop off donations for infants and toddlers, so diapers, clothing, you know, formula, anything like that, wipes, rattles, anything, you know, that can help the toddlers, and they're going to go and distribute it to, you know, families and parents and need throughout the community. So we're doing that for the whole month of April. And so I guess I'll tell you a little bit about Helping People Succeed. They're a local not-for-profit organization, or excuse me, non-profit organization. They serve over 4,000 infants and toddlers in the Martin, St. Lucie, and Okeechobee counties through their Baby Steps and Healthy Families programs, which are just some programs, you know, their name pretty much says it all, if I'm being honest with you. They really, really do want to help people succeed. So anybody from toddlers to adults, they have a whole bunch of missions and services that they provide. So Helping People Succeed is definitely a great organization that people are going to want to check out. And their website is www.hpsfl.org. So definitely go check them out. But yeah, we are a drop-off location for them. So come and bring, you know, toys, rattles, books, diapers, anything that you think, you know, would help these families is pretty much what we're doing for the month of April.
Okay, so that's for the month of April. And I'm looking at a flyer that I just pulled off their line, and their mission statement, like you said, Helping People Succeed, that's the name. But their mission transforms lives by realizing potential, creating hope, and building futures through education, counseling, training, and employment. So this is a great organization. So you are encouraging people to drop off these supplies at Thrivent, as well as you know, to come alongside of Helping People Succeed, because we're looking to provide the needs that that moms have, families have, young families, and so that's a great thing. All right, so that's the month of April. What happens in May?
So May, we do a quarterly Pathfinder has a quarterly beach cleanup, and so May 8th at 8 a.m. It's a Saturday. We're meeting at the Sand Dune Cafe in Jensen Beach, and we are going to have some breakfast for anybody that comes and wants to volunteer, and we're just going to go along the beach and clean up. We'll have buckets and those pickup tools for everybody, and we're just going to have a good time, clean up our beach, and make our community look good.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, I was looking for some information to download this morning. Are you going to get us a poster or a flyer so we can stick something up over here and announce this a little more and get it onto our community calendars and make sure we're lifting up a big shout for you guys?
Absolutely. I will be sending the April showers flyer as well as the beach cleanup, so you guys will have that information, and we'll definitely look forward to partnering with you guys again for that.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, it just so happens I have a Lutheran pastor with me here this morning, and I've never been able to ask a Lutheran pastor if he knows anything about Thrivent until right now. So, Gary, what do you know about this organization? I mean, these are one of our partners that we're really blessed to have.
A lot. They used to be called Lutheran Brotherhood.
Okay.
And then they changed the name to reach out to more people by Thrivent.
Okay.
But they send a yearly pastor's calendar to us, and I was on their board in Indiana.
Okay.
And also here in Florida. But they do a lot. They do a lot at our church, and everyone that gives, and you might want to know this, that anyone who gives, Thrivent will match their gifts. They used to do that. I don't know if they still do. But if they're a member of Thrivent, Thrivent will match their gifts. So maybe we can talk Lewis into matching every gift that's given through Thrivent. Wouldn't that be wonderful, Lewis?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Great idea. Lewis, do you know anything about this?
Well, I know that we have a couple of different programs. So there's two main programs that I'm familiar with. So the match program may be something that I haven't been accustomed to, because I am a little bit newer to Thrivent, but I know Thrivent, their two main programs our action teams, and basically what that is if you're a member with us, twice a year you can get an action team, and Thrivent will fund up to $250 to support a charity or organization or community event that you'd like to do. So, for instance, last month we did an action team, and we did a church cleanup at one of the churches that I go to, Port St. Lucie Bible Church in Port St. Lucie, and we were able to buy cleanup supplies, trash bags, gloves for the volunteers, and we were able to do a campus cleanup. And so that was one example. And then we also have Thrivent Choice, where Thrivent basically gives our members money to donate directly to any church, charity, or organization of their choosing. So those are really our two main programs. But that match program may also be something that I'm just unaware of.
Hey, I like the sound of monies being given, because we are receiving over here. David?
I was just going to say, Lewis, I think that's Thrivent Dollars, which is another, it's an accumulation. If you're, we're members, my wife and I, so every we can donate Thrivent Dollars. It's based on some formula, has to do with what we are putting into the products that we purchased. And out of that, then we can pick. There's a list, so WCNO probably needs to be put on the list.
I agree.
But it's an accumulation. It's really kind of cool, you know. I mean, it's like you're throwing out more money than we're sending you, which I think is great.
Lewis, it's great to have you on air with us. Would you give us your phone number over at Pathfinder? You're located in Jensen Beach. Would you give us your phone number and contact web information for people that's looking to connect today? And I think that's really important, because I didn't know anything about Thrivent and Pathfinder until someone from your office sent to the radio station just a little PSA, and I said, you know what, I want to get acquainted with these people, and so we've really loved having the relationship.
Yeah.
So get the word out for people that are looking to connect with you.
Absolutely. So I will. So our phone number, our office number is 772-408-0771. I'll say it again, 772-408-0771. And I forgot to mention this earlier, which is a kind of a big detail. I want to give our address, as well as Helping People Succeed address, for anybody who is wanting to drop off donations for the April showers.
Good.
So our address is 367 Northeast Baker Road, and that is in Stuart, Florida, 34994.
And
that's 367 Northeast Baker Road, Stuart, Florida, 39449. Excuse me.
Now, I live in the Jensen area, and there's been a lot of development going on around at your place, mm-hmm. just as there is over here at the radio station. But people are still able to get in and out of your facility there, right?
Yeah, so there's a detour, there's a roundabout, and there's a detour at the roundabout on Baker Road, and they'll take you around through a neighborhood and right to the back entrance of the office. So if anybody has any trouble, you know, they could definitely call us, but they do have a nice detour that makes it a little easier for people to get to us.
Okay, excellent, excellent. All right, just one more time before we move on, you have two events. April, you have an event that you are cooperating with.
Give us we're cooperating with Helping People Succeed in April for their largest baby shower, and that's just a donation event. You can drop off anything, you know, from books to diapers to wipes to baby clothing, anything that we can donate to these infants and families would be awesome. And then in May we have our beach cleanup. We'll be meeting at the Sand Dune Cafe in Jensen Beach at 8 a.m., and that is May 8th, Saturday, May 8th.
All right, very good, very good. Well, we do appreciate the partnership that Pathfinder has with us at WCNO. We want to thank you and Amy and the entire team over there for the good job you guys are doing. And we just appreciate your partnership with us. That is part of the way we are able to be on air. And, of course, your organization is a nonprofit, Thrivent is. And so this is a it's a great organization to look into. So if you're not familiar with them, you can get more information. One more time, Lewis, give us a web page and phone numbers.
Yeah, our phone number is 772-408-0771. Again, that's 772-408-0771. And you can find us at, connect.thrivent.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Pathfinder Financial Group.
All right. Now, Lewis, in the future, we would like to see you again over here at the station. So, you know, you're always welcome to come out.
Absolutely. That'd be great. We'd love to talk in person. Hopefully I can bring the entire team next time and
there you go.
You know, reintroduce everyone. That'd be awesome.
There you go. Listen, thanks for joining us today. God bless you, and give our regards to Amy and the rest of the staff, and we'll be looking forward to stay in touch, and we've got the word out here today. And so have a blessed day, and until we speak again, God's best to you.
Thank you, Jonathan. You take care.
Blessings. Goodbye.
Wow. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool. We're going to go to a song. It's Trust and Obey. We'll be right back.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. Trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Trust and obey. Boy, it seems to me that I've heard a little bit about the trust part already this morning.
Yeah,
and we're going to get to Gary in just a few moments. But right now we have Ma and Pa in the studio. They were showing up around here from the farm during prayer and share on a lot of days, and I guess they got their shoes cleaned off and got through the front door. I guess the security system let them in.
Yeah, that's what I understand, but Paul had to take his shoes off at the front.
Oh, did he?
He'd been in the hen house.
Yeah, right? Well.
You know.
We know what's in the hen house. Eggs.
Yeah, eggs.
Well, and other stuff.
Another stuff, too.
You are listening to Wednesday Live on WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 11:31. We're so glad you're listening today. And, Mom, Paul, why don't you just pull up a mic and act like you're at home? Because, you know, that's kind of the way it is. Have you noticed that folks are getting tired of the heaviness in our land? Some folks make various attempts with purely natural means to improve their situation. These attempts sometimes meet with marginal success, but they are not long-lasting. At the level of government, leaders try to make new laws or change laws to make improvements. No matter who is trying to effect change at whatever level they are in our nation, if they do not have Jesus Christ in their hearts, and if they do not seek his wisdom and guidance, their efforts are doomed to ultimate failure. Ma and Pa have been praying, reading God's word, witnessing in their community, and overall seeking to serve the Lord. They both see the crying need for a transformation of our culture. This issue dominates their prayer life. The Lord has been gracious to inspire them with his hope. In this light, Ma and Pa have been assured that all their prayers, along with the prayers of all God's faithful people, have been heard. This truth has galvanized Ma and Pa and the other prayer warriors in Bickers Corner to take a firm stand against the naysayers. Although their numbers have been decreasing, the few who remain are annoyances whom God once convicted of his truth. Ma and Pa are about to process encounters had this morning at the supermarket.
Oh, my goodness, Pa. I'm sure glad to be back home. Going to the grocery store ain't as much fun as it used to be.
Yeah, me too, Ma. It's like my Energizer Bunny done passed out.
I don't think we ever had a situation where both of us got attacked at the same time. Do you remember anything like this in our past?
No, I don't. But I guess the devil decided we're doing God's work a little more faithfully, and he wanted to shut us down.
That's my take on it, Pa. And of all places, the grocery store.
Well, you know, Ma, everybody got to eat, and folks appear to be more heavily focused on eating these days than in the past.
Maybe so, Pa. Must have had something to do with that COVID business, like when folks get frustrated and they get into comfort food.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head, Ma. The more anxious folks are, the more food they munch.
Oh, now that we're talking about this, I'm thinking that them attacks, what came against us this morning, might also be out of frustration and anxiety.
Well, that could be, Ma. There's a lot of folks who ain't acting like themselves these days. But now that we're on this subject, we got separated there for a bit, and I don't know what you were dealing with, because I got nabbed by someone in another part of the store.
Well, yeah, I remembered you wandered off to the meat department, Pa.
Well, I was looking for some decent country-style pork ribs. I got me a hankering to do some grilling, Ma. And you know how everybody likes my Pa's world-famous habanero horseradish country-style ribs.
Pa, as I remember it, those ribs are so hot and spicy, folks can hardly stand them.
What? That ain't what I hear, Ma. Every time I cook them ribs, people can't stop raving about them.
Pa, what you're hearing is them screaming in pain once that barbecue sauce gets your mouth on fire.
Now, Ma, I think you're exaggerating just a little bit.
Was old Bobby Wapner exaggerating when he showed you the blisters on his tongue?
Them was blisters? I thought old Bobby was trying to balance some grapes on his tongue.
Well, you know he's an auctioneer. He couldn't call an auction for 2 weeks till his tongue healed. No, Pa, your country rib recipe is dangerous. Something the military calls WMD.
WMD?
Yeah, a weapon of masticational destruction.
Now, Ma, that ain't fair.
Maybe you're right, Pa. I understand that biological weapons are outlawed anyway.
Ma!
I'm just funning with you, Pa. So back to our grocery store adventure. You were in the meat department.
Yeah. So I was eyeballing a pack of ribs when I started hearing something, what sounded like air being let out of a tar, you know, psst, psst, like that. So as I turn around, I spy old Bartley Grubb standing next to the fish cooler. He gives me one of them come over here gestures.
What? What is our choir director from the church doing acting like that, Pa? Why didn't he just come over and say hello?
Well, he didn't want anyone to see us talking. In fact, he had a box of cornbread stuffing in front of his face.
That don't make no sense, Pa.
Yeah, it will after I tell you what he had to say. So I go over and say, hey, Bartley, you want me to read the ingredients on that box for you? You holding it so close to your eyes, I figure you forgot your glasses. Then he says, keep quiet. I don't want anyone from the church to know I'm talking to you. Well, I'm so surprised, I was near speechless. Then he says, you and your wife need to stop talking about what you think God is doing. All that business about crushing the devil and revival is scaring folks.
Good grief, Pa. Where's that coming from?
Well, he said the choir is afraid that the things we're saying about what we hear from the Lord's going to upset the devil, and we're all going to have more suffering because of it.
Well, I'll be. You know, that's exactly what old Myra Higginbottom said when I was in the produce department. Here I was checking out the cantaloupes, and Myra zips up next to me. She said, you're going to be the reason that our wonderful church falls into a smoking hole in the ground. Well, I was floored, Pa. I mean, Myra ain't never spoken to me in that tone before. So I asked her to explain herself. She said that you, me, and the other anointed believers in the church, even Pastor Breckenridge himself, was all just pompous gas bags saying things the Lord told us just so we can inflate our own egos.
I can't believe she said that, Ma.
Oh, Pa, she was so angry that she crushed that tomato she was holding right in her hand, and the juice and the seeds went everywhere.
You know, Ma, both Meyer and Bartley were seriously afraid. What gets me all stove up in my spirit is they supposed to be faithful Christian folk. At least they talk like they is.
Yeah, but Pa, these days, folks are just talking and not walking. Their talk. They're feeling like the ground is collapsing from under them.
I believe that, Ma. And I'd give old Bartley a solid piece of my mind after his attack, because I just about had it with Christian folk who ain't got the courage to seek the face of God and get full of his word. So as I stood nose to nose with old Bartley and I said, listen, you're my brother in Christ and I love you because he loves you. But brother, you ain't anywhere near being aligned with God's will right now. When folks like you are afraid of the devil, then you ain't got the fear of God in you. Folks like me and Ma are trying to faithfully give God's word to his people because he wants to guide us through these terrible times and bless his church in revival. Folks like you just get in the way and your fear causes others to fall by the wayside. Then I put a sharp stare on him and I said, get thee behind me, Satan. Well, he couldn't get out of the meat department fast enough, Ma.
Oh, Pa, God had us preaching the same thing. I said much the same to old Myra today. She scooted out of that produce department. She left her cart right there and ran out of the store.
Oh, it hurts my heart, Ma, to know our church has folks like this what ain't lined up with the rest of the saints.
Me too, Pa. But you know, we still got to love them and pray for them. We got to show them that the fear of God ain't something to be afraid of. I mean, godly fear is our love and worship of our awesome God. It defines our relationship with him, don't it?
Oh, it surely does. And it's his love what saves us. So I truly want to show that love to the lost folk, especially when them folks are members of the church.
You and I are fully in agreement, Paul.
That gives me great peace, Ma. Now, let me get back to my rib recipe. Are you sure it's as bad as you said earlier? I mean, I got to say, I enjoy eating them just like I cook them. They ain't never bothered me.
Pa, there's something about your stomach what makes it possible to eat things that might kill the rest of us. If you want to please the folks you invite for barbecue, tone down your recipe, okay?
Okay, Ma, I hear you. I'm just trying to figure out how to know if in my sauce will not be too spicy.
Well, make up your sauce and throw it into the pig trough. If they turn around and run the other way, then you know it's too strong.
True, Ma. Pigs will eat just about anything.
Or you can cook up a mess of ribs for our choir. That would teach them there's something more fearful than the devil.
Now, Ma...
I can appreciate Ma and Paul's concerns, and I suspect you can also. While God is raising up His church to address the state of our world, there are some folks who just can't step out of the small box they've drawn around their faith. Ma and Paul are right in believing that these folks need to be loved, even while the church moves forward to respond to the will of God. Where are you along this spectrum of faith? We hope you are standing with your brothers and sisters in the light of God's Holy Spirit, willing to serve Him in the front lines of ministry. And there you have it from Bicker's Corner, another bit of spicy barbecue.
Barbecue, spicy barbecue.
A little bit of spicy barbecue. Well, we need to let you know that Wednesday Live is brought to you in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a network of pastors, leaders on the Treasure Coast of Florida that believe that together we're better and that together we can do a better job sharing the love of Christ.
Amen.
On the National Day of Prayer that's coming up May the 6th, that is a Thursday evening, the Alliance has rented the Port St. Lucie, what was known as the Civic Center. And that facility is going to be fully reserved on the 6th from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock for a gathering on the Treasure Coast for prayer. Many pastors, leaders, businessmen will be joining in to participate in that event. And I would like for you to take note of that, put it on your calendar. I know many churches have various events during the day. Churches are open for prayer, and it's a great day for all of us to meet and to pray. The Alliance desired to have a family event in the evening, so people who are working could sign up, be a part. Actually, there's no cost, no tickets, no offerings. It's just a community prayer gathering, and all are welcome to attend. Again, that is going to be May the 6th at the Mid-Florida Event Center, formerly known as the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. So we want to thank the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance for their support. And I want to thank Ma and Paul for coming in and joining us today. And Gary, now we have come to you. We met you as part of our listening family. How did you end up listening to WCNO?
The Lord just led me to you.
Well, that's kind of neat. I think that happens a lot.
Yes.
And it really is special. And you called in. Tell us what God's doing in your life. I know God has put some kind of a project on your heart, and as you shared it, it has stirred up, I think it's just stirred up a lot of interest in anyone who's heard you speak. I've had people call in and say, you know, I was touched by what Gary shared. So share with us what's taking place.
Well, it just took place today with Ma and Pa.
There you go.
And with you, and the last thing that you shared about the Treasure Coast pastors, that we can do so much more together.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's what the Lord has laid on my heart, is that together we are the army of God, the Gideons that you talked about. And that spoke to me, that we need to band together all faiths, all denominations, no matter all groups, to come together.
Yeah.
There's power in that. There's power in that. And that we need to leave what basically Ma and Pa said. Some people behind. And there was a series out called Left Behind.
I remember that.
I read all the books.
Yep. And everybody was reading those books, and everyone would say to me, Pastor, what's all this about? I said, well, you know, it says that in the story. It says right there, left behind. If you're not going to join, then you're going to be left behind.
Yep.
And we don't want anybody left behind,
absolutely,
do we?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No one needs to be left behind, because Jesus died for every one of us.
He did. Yes, He did.
And said, no one will be left behind. It's your choice.
It's your choice.
Not my choice. I made my choice by dying on the cross for you.
Right.
And I give you life.
Yeah. Abundant.
abundant and forever.
Yeah.
I died for you so that you may have life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Lord has spoken to me. And he said to me, Gary, what have you done? I'm 71 years old. I've been a pastor. I was ordained in 76 in October. I'll have 45 years of ministry.
Mm.
And I've been very blessed. And many times my parents said to me, Gary, I don't think you're going to enjoy ministry. I don't think you may stay with the accounting and the bookkeeping.
Yeah.
You know, they paid pastors back in those days with meat.
That's
and
right.
A sack of potatoes.
That's right. That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
And I think my mom and dad were afraid that I'd have a sack of potatoes in my first parish. Guess what was delivered to my porch? A sack of potatoes. So I knew then that maybe mom was right, maybe dad was right, and I struggled and struggled and struggled with that many times, and I had to turn to not to God, but to alcohol when my mother died, and. That was not a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah. But the seminary came. The God spoke to me through my seminary president, Dr. Fred, and said, Gary, I think you've got a problem.
Mm.
And they sent me 30 days to St. Anthony.
Wow.
And changed my life in a lot of ways, but still struggled with what my parents had said all these years. and then I went to the college, because it was a place where the church wanted to send me. I had saved enough money to go through community college for 4 years, $10,000. The first year at Capital University was $10,000.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, once again, as you were doing the care and share that you had last week, the pastor turned to me and said, Gary, don't worry about a thing. We'll take care of it all, and they did.
Mm.
All 4 years of college, all 4 years of seminary. They don't do that anymore.
Mm,
but parishes, people like just what you're doing.
Mm.
I would go to my mailbox, and there'd be a check from a family made out to me for my education.
Yeah, wow. Thank God.
Yep. So I knew that God was watching over me.
Yeah, amen.
I wrecked 14 cars.
Whoa.
Yeah, my brother said, I'm not going to get you another one.
He gave up on you, huh?
After 14.
After 14, I think so. But, you know, and never, ever, I've had been with the same insurance company 15 years, showed up on that. I don't know how that happened.
Mm.
To this day, I don't. Many things. You know, and
God's had his hand on you.
Amen. And what you said the other day was that God has had a hand on you.
Yes, he has.
Mm-hmm. That he's brought you to this point, and that's true in my life.
Yeah.
Everything that I have done in my 71 years is coming forward. I mean, it isn't ironic that Pathway Thrivent was your call this morning.
Yes.
I realize that as I'm looking at you and I'm thinking Lutheran, Thrivent, Pathfinder.
Amen.
I mean, and this happened in the last several hours where I had a call. But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is what I mean is that
no accidents.
There's no accident. Yeah. No coincidences with Almighty God, with his son Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, God never gives up on any of us. I want all of you to listen to that. God sent his son because he wasn't going to give up on us.
Whosoever.
And then he sent the Holy Spirit after Jesus said, I got to go back home. Yeah. I got to be with my Father, but I am sending someone that's mightier than I am.
Yeah.
And that's the Holy Spirit that's going to speak to you, and you must receive this Holy Spirit and then take it out into the world. Matthew 20. Oh, 18, 19, and 20 says, go out into the world and share the message, bringing people together in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's what I heard at this radio station.
Amen.
And all I've heard for the last 2 weeks from the Lord is trust. And I ask you to pay trust and obey, and lo and behold, you played it again today. And that's what the Lord has said to me, Gary, trust and obey. Trust and obey. And we must all trust Almighty God completely. He doesn't, you know, it has to be a completely, people. It has to be. I didn't understand that. It's something when you turn your will and your life over to God, God will take care of you and will watch over you, and he will tell you, and he did. Gary, amen. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. And what did Ma and Pa say today? Step out in faith.
Amen.
You know, even though the ribs may burn his tongue, you know, that didn't make any difference. He could give up on the ribs.
Amen. Right. Amen.
But Jesus will never burn your tongue. He may burn your heart, but never your tongue. So reach out. I'm calling all of you today. Jesus is talking to you to say, you know, turn your will and your life over and let God take control.
Amen.
You know, God is not my co-pilot. God is my pilot.
Amen.
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 And that's where it is for me. And I praise and thank God for doing this in my life. Before, I feel like I'm in heaven already because God has already blessed my life, Father, and given me the means to bless other lives. And I laid it on my heart, and there is a home in Fort Lauderdale that Lutheran Services of Florida approached me, I don't know why, to chair this group and to raise $250,000 for children ages 10 to 17 that have been abused. They have four homes in the state of Florida, and they get all their funding from the federal government. The federal government's turned their entire program over to them. They have a 98% success rate of turning these young people around.
Wow. Awesome.
And the Lord laid on our heart, my heart, to help them out. And so I made a major contribution, and Sam, my partner, was saying, Gary, what are you doing? Can we afford this? And I only said to him, the Lord will provide.
Amen.
Can we afford not to? And then the In Touch Charles Stanley talked today about that, that giving is from the heart, and giving is when you don't know where the money's coming from, that you must trust the Lord. And that's what I want to share with David, and also you, Jonathan, and with Karen and the rest of you here at WJNO, that once again the Lord will provide.
Amen.
Amen.
You just need to trust.
Amen.
You're not going to get that $200,000. You're going to get $250,000, and I'm telling you that.
Amen. Amen.
He had laid that on my heart. Amen. I don't know how and I don't know why, but that's the amount you're going to get, and I know it's going to happen.
Amen.
It happened at this fundraiser that we did for Lutheran Services. They needed $250,000. They got $300,000.
Wow.
A congregation heard, a friend of mine, a pastor for 20 years, had a capital campaign. They always tithe 10%. And on April the 27th, they're going to present a check for $100,000.
Praise God.
Now, you can't tell me, David, or Jonathan, or Karen, or Sam, or anyone, that God is not working. Because God is working.
God is working. God, amen. Is working.
And blessing the ministries, amen, and the work. So we just must be the workers.
Amen.
You know,
that's good.
Father says that in Scripture. You know, we have to be the workers, the hands and feet of Jesus.
Amen. Yep.
And do the work that Jesus did. We must continue that work.
Amen.
Not complain. Did Jesus ever complain? Never. Did Jesus turn anyone away? Never. Jesus helped anyone and everyone, even on the Sabbath, even though he was criticized,
right,
even though they spat upon him,
yep,
he still said, Father, forgive them, for
that's
they
right
know not what they do.
That's right.
God bless you, Jonathan and David and Karen, and the group here at WCNO.
There we go.
Thank you. That's
amen.
Close. Yeah, thank you.
Amen. Amen. We receive that word. We receive that word. Amen. That's, you know, from my first time coming in here for a prayer and share, and Tom had brought me in, our previous manager that retired. Many of you went on trips with Tom, and he was a great brother. But when Tom brought me in, I remember being so conscious of the fact that God provides according to his riches in glory. He knows what our needs are going to be. We don't really know. I mean, we don't know if a storm's coming, not coming. All we know is God's going to take us through the storm.
Amen.
We know God is above, and he controls our lives in spite of the storms. And so I realized at that time that, you know, our prayer was not to meet what we understood, but our prayer is for the Father to provide what is needed for this ministry to continue to do what God's called us to. And I take this very serious. I'm so glad, Gary, that you came by, Sam, that you're with us today. I don't know if Karen gave you the, you know, the million-dollar tour. You found the restroom, so you almost experienced the tour here. You know, you come through the door, and if you didn't trip over the ducks, which used to be out there. But in all seriousness, you know, when Karen says, we are real people, and we are here. We're on the east coast of Florida. God has given us a heart to see our state turn to God and to see those who need to return, for there to be a return to God. David.
Amen. Well, I know time. We have about 3 minutes.
We do.
And normally we close with a prayer. I would like, if you'd permit me, to pray for Gary and Sam as
sure,
go ahead. As they lead this, because God's put something on your hearts. I know this, and it's unfolding for you. So, Father,
thank you, Lord.
I lift these brothers up right now, and I invite all of our listeners to join me, not just now, but in the days to come, to add this prayer to your prayer list.
Thank you, Father.
That there has been given by you, Lord God, to Gary and to Sam and others who are forming around them, creating a community of ministry with a very fine focus.
Thank you.
And Lord, it's still coming into focus. But I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would continue to lead them, and that as you pour out the grace of wisdom and guidance and to reveal to them every step they need to take, as you unfold this ministry in front of them, Lord, I just pray all the resources that are needed will fall into place in your perfect timing.
Thank you, Father.
I pray, Lord, that all the people who need to be a part of this, no matter whether their role is great or small, would be drawn to them.
Yep, be raised up.
As they witness to what you're doing in their lives, because it is something which must be magnified. Yeah. You want to bless a whole lot of people.
Amen.
And we pray that your hand be on Gary and Sam and those that are following with them. We pray, Lord, that the congregation of St. John's, I believe, and all the other Riviera congregations Beach. Who are part of this, Father.
Be raised up.
And that you would just, Lord, just bless and empower
your spirit
every day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Once again, I want to say that you have been listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Karen has one final little note. I think you have time to share that before we sign off.
We had this note from Jeannie who said, thank you for your ministry. May God deepen your joy this miraculous Easter season.
Amen, because we're going to celebrate that every day. And again, I want to thank all of you who have prayed with us, who have already given. I want to thank you for your sacrifice, and I want to thank you for your faith. Because one thing we have been able to see here, Gary, is that many people gave and then gave again and then gave again and gave again.
That's what happened to me, man.
It did happen to you. And I felt like that I knew you because we were just being pulled by the Spirit as our days were being moved along by the Lord. And we want to thank